You're listening to the Abolitionists Roundtable, patriotic black American conservatism with your hosts, Del and Phil, leading the charge and advancing the 4%. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600.
All right. All right. Thank you for coming back. We're going to take this journey down Freedom's Highway again. You can join the conversation. Give us a call at 734-822-1600. Again, you're in Wham Country, Wham Talk 1600. This is Dale. I'm sitting in the chair doing the driving today, but absolutely, I have Phil right in front of me. I want you to know that if you haven't heard the host of this show, Phil Stargell, I do encourage you next week to listen to this show so that you can partake of the wisdom of our friend Phil Stargell, the host of this show, who always do a great job. Now, I'm going to go to our friend Lee from Whitmore Lake, and I have a special guest that's going to come on with us, Professor Ellis Washington. He's going to talk a little bit about his article. In addition, he has a new book coming out. Oh, this is going to be awesome. He's been writing about this for a long time. So first, let me go to our friend Lee from Whitmore Lake on line one. Good morning. I'm sorry. Is this Professor Washington? Good morning. Hello?
Yes, this is Ellis Washington.
Ellis, good morning. How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Good morning.
Good. You know what? Here, hold on just a minute.
Sure.
Derek, could you put on Lee from Whitmore Lake, and then we're going to get to you, and we're going to talk a little bit, Ellis. Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning, Lee. How you doing?
Oh, really well. You know, when you were talking about the gang violence, you can be sure of one thing. It just didn't happen. I mean, they just didn't decide to go ahead and do this violence. It was instigated, and it was plotted and orchestrated by someone. Or some group.
Yes.
Secondly, when you're talking about the overuse of government, it reminds me of these two guys in the country that had a one-ton steak truck, and they bought a load of watermelons for a dollar a piece. They went out the side of the main highway and sold every one of them for a dollar a piece. At the end of the day, they were counting the money, and the guy says, you know, we're not making any money. He says, you're right. We need to get a bigger truck.
Yeah. See, that's one party rule, one thought, one idea, and you never get past it.
In fact, the environmentalists have been referred to as watermelons because they're green on the outside but red on the inside.
Exactly.
Well, Lee, you know what? We thank you. Every morning, every time, whenever we're on, every Saturday, you always bring some, give us something to laugh about.
With a whole lot of wisdom behind it.
A lot of wisdom, too. And go ahead, Lee.
Well, thank you very much. I look forward to listening to your next guest.
All right. Thank you very much.
Sure thing.
Thanks a lot, Lee.
Thanks, Lee. We'll talk to you soon. Good morning, Professor Washington.
Hey, Dale. Hey, Phil. So good to see
good
you,
morning.
My brother.
You know what? I hope you enjoyed your time off. I know that you were on vacation, taking some time off, spending some time with your family. But then I went to your website, and I seen that you had an awesome article here. You know, my intention was to talk about, you know, your book that you have coming out this fall, The Progressive Revolution, Writing on Liberal Fascism Throughout the Ages. This is going to be a two-volume collection. My intention was to talk a little bit about that, but then, you know, we had this a number of violence. I know you grew up in the city. I grew up downriver, but it was always a pleasure for me to take the bus downtown. I used to go and buy me a pair of gym shoes downtown, take the bus, me and my friends back to downriver, and I just thought the city was an awesome place to always go. And so firsthand, before we get into your book, let's talk a little bit about your article, Solutions to Black Mob Violence. Talk a little bit about this.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Dylan. I appreciate you for inviting me on your fine radio station, and congratulations to you and Phil for starting this show, and it's really taken off. I'm hearing a lot of great things about you guys, and I look forward to coming on many more times in the future. But what brought me to write this article, I was actually commissioned by the the president and the CEO of WorldNet Daily, which is a great man named Joe Farah. He and then my editor, a fine gentleman named Ron Strom, had got together with a writer. His name is Colin Flaherty. Mm-hmm. He had written a book entitled White Girl Bleed a Lot, The Return of Racial Violence to America. And he had also done a series of excellent articles on WorldNet Daily regarding black mob violence. But his purpose for writing the articles was basically to put the information out there, but he realized that he was kind of thin on solutions. So he got together with Joe Farah and my editor, Ron Strom, to say, well, do you have anybody at WorldNet Daily who is expert on black mob violence and could maybe talk about some solutions and write an article addressing solutions? So they discussed having me, and they presented the proposal before me, and I immediately took it because I was thinking about those same kind of things. I just hadn't gotten around to writing an article, and so that's how the article came to pass.
Okay, great. Just let's go into this a little bit, because absolutely, I agree with your solution. I agree that some of the things that's led to the violence, of course, we know abortion. Of course, we know with the absence of a male figure in the household. You know, we know about the absence of our children not going and attending church more. But help us, help me with a little bit with and lead me to, you know, how this came about, because I believe that this is a, again, folks, I want you to go to his website at elliswashingtonreport.com. elliswashingtonreport.com. You need to read this article and read all his Professor Washington's essays on there, because he do a very thorough job in doing his research whenever he write an article, because these are relevant, really relevant solutions that you gave to this. So could you go into this a little bit for me?
Sure. If you don't mind, gentlemen, if I could just read the opening two paragraphs. They're
okay.
Pretty short. And then that'll just kind of set the paradigm
yes.
to answer your question in further detail. I open up with these words. Just as Abraham Lincoln spoke in 1854 that slavery is founded in the selfishness of man's nature, opposition to it is his love of justice. So in 2012, black mob violence in America cannot be stopped without first eradicating the 21st century version of slavery called abortion. Mm-hmm. Then I continue. There are three major root causes of black mob violence, i.e. pathology, which include promiscuity, abortion, ignorance, and crime. These societal evils were encapsulated in Dinesh D'Souza's revelatory 1995 book, The End of Racism. We've heard all these solutions before in liberal psychologists, sociologists, political scientists, civil rights organizations, race demagogues, and Marxist academics from just about every field of study. They've written thousands of volumes over the past 50 years trying to, quote-unquote, solve this seemingly intractable problem of black pathology in modern society. Yet for all their collective wisdom, my people, black people in America, collectively are more miserable now than during the Jim Crow era of racial discrimination, which was from 1876 to 1965.
Yeah, that's a good point. And during that time, we know that the who were in charge of and the person that was in control of all those Jim Crow laws, I just want to make sure I put their fingerprints on it. I want to make sure that they have credit for what they did to the Democrat
yes.
Party. I never want the Democrat Party not to have credit for what they've done and take responsibility for it, because if we look today, you said from 1876 to 1965, this was all under the under the control of the Democrat Party, the Jim Crow era. And then today we look at all our urban cities, Professor Washington, and I noticed that one thing that's still parallel is still all controlled by Democrats.
Yes, exactly, Dale. You're absolutely right. And I quote a book, you know, because Democrats, they are very deceptive, and they know their record about black people has been nothing laudable at all. So what they tried to do was downplay their history, which is horrific.